So these days, having an opinion can seem like a negative thing because everyone's sharing their opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's become so, you know, it's crazy to other, I was thinking about when I was younger, it was like, man, you know, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? It would be like, man, you know, I could have x-ray vision, or I could fly, or I can know what people are thinking all the time. And it's crazy because now you look at social media, you look at Twitter, you look at Instagram, and you can literally see what everyone is thinking at any given moment. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. And I think to an extent, it's made everyone feel like that's just what we're supposed to do. It can make everyone feel like, yo, like if I have a thought, if I have an opinion, I'm supposed to share it. And to an extent, again, like that's what these platforms were made for. They were made for expression. They were made for sharing ideas. They were made for sharing photos. They were made for sharing all of these things. But I think, you know, and people say it all the time in regards to like how these platforms were created. I don't think we necessarily got the proper, you know what I'm saying, like introduction, or we didn't get it necessarily like the right, you know, preparation for it, having come from having never experienced anything like that before. And I think now, you know, I don't know how long it's been. It's probably been at least 10 years, maybe much longer, since like Instagram and Twitter and all that was created. But I think now we're getting to a point where, you know, we have to, you know, try to pull things back in a little bit, try to rear, you know what I'm saying, rear things back to a more, you know, sustainable place for not only just our mental health, but just with the other people that we're dealing with. I think it's funny because sometimes, you know, even I think it's gotten to a point where the fact of everyone sharing so many thoughts so quickly, like even the other day I was in the car and I was just having a random thought about something and I was like, oh, I should take this to Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And that was just the second reaction. I was like, oh man, I should take this thought to Twitter. And I don't even use Twitter that much lately. Over the past month, I've sort of just been rearing my energy from it. I took it off my phone. So I only use it like through the mobile app. And, you know, when you take stuff like that away, you sort of realize what it was like when you weren't using it. It's like, oh, there was actually like a whole life going on out here. There's a whole world going on out here. There's ideas that I have that just are fleeting. They come and they go and I don't necessarily do anything with them. I don't have like, you know, an intention behind them of just like, yo, if I post this, I wonder who's going to respond. Or if I post this, this will probably get a like, or I'll see what someone thinks. It's like, no, this is an idea just for me. This is a thought just for me to share, to have. And I think it gives you more time to know or inspect your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I think there's so many thoughts that sound clever in the moment. And because it sounds clever in that moment, you think, oh, okay, this can go to Twitter. But if it's not on your mind, then if it's the thought that actually sticks around, you might be like, yo, let me sort through this thought a little bit. You know what I'm saying? What is it to this? You may try to build it out. You may try to take it apart. I try to do that often. Like when I have certain ideas that stick around or certain thoughts and I'm just like, yo, is this actually a good idea? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I call other people. I hear my OG. I, you know, talk to some friends and be like, yo, what do you think about this? And have that conversation internally. And sometimes you're like, yo, that was actually a horrible idea. You know what I'm saying? So, but in that moment, it's just like, it hasn't been made tangible to an extent through being posted online. That's not something that could be living in the digital atmosphere, the metaverse forever. It's just like, oh, this was just something to be shared amongst, you know what I'm saying, my internal community and just dispersed of. But I know it seems like I'm getting a little bit away from opinions, but I think that's the rearing this back in. I think what's interesting about social media and everything else is like it makes everyone seem like they're not supposed to have an opinion. And I think that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, especially for someone like myself, who, and I'm sure you guys, a lot of you guys are the same. It's like, I pay attention to everything. I pay attention to every little detail. I pay attention to every nuance, or I try to, because those are things that interest me. Those are the details. And I think when you mismanage the use of opinions, I think when you take it to something where it's like, all right, cool, every thought, everything I notice, everything I happen to catch, I have to acknowledge or address publicly. And then you see the response to it. You see how everyone starts getting upset. You see how it offends people. You see how it hurts people's feelings. It can make people be like, that's why a lot of times I see people say like, yo, like, you don't have to have an opinion on everything. You don't have to. And it's like, I used to agree with that statement. But again, when you talk about ideas that you build out, I think, you know, while I used to agree with that statement, I didn't necessarily agree so much with everyone not needing to have an opinion on everything, but I more so agreed with everyone not necessarily needing to have a publicly expressed opinion on everything. Because again, like, if you're a human being walking the planet, living, noticing stuff, looking around, listening, hearing, you're going to form opinions. You know what I'm saying? That's how great things are created. Great technology, great clothing. All of these things were born because someone saw something, they noticed something that they didn't like about it, or they did like about it, that they wanted to recreate for themselves, or change because they felt like it would make it better, or change because they felt like this way would be more efficient, or whatever the case may be. Period. Some people may look at different clothing lines or different beauty products and be like, man, I don't necessarily like how this looks on this type of skin, so I'm going to make one that does. Or I don't like how the green on this one looks, so I'm going to make my own that's more of a bluish green than like a greenish yellow. These are like the pro sides of being able to act on opinions, whether it's verbally or, you know, physically through creation. But again, like, I think it's sort of, it's getting to the point where I think that has to be the thing that's sort of reintroduced back into the equation, the matter of not always publicly expressing your opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's like everyone's heard growing up, but like, if you don't have nothing nice to say, you don't say anything at all. And I think, again, at the same time, there are certain things where if you don't necessarily have something nice to say about it, but it's something that has to be said, like if you're addressing like an injustice or something like that, then sometimes you got to go hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to address certain things. But I think there's so many things in that gray area that are like, damn, like, you really didn't have to say anything about that. Like, the other day I was on YouTube and one of the content creators was just talking about how, like, you know, when she was going through the comments for her last video, there were people commenting on like why her nails weren't done before doing like a phone review because you have close-up shots of your hands and just all these different things. And I'm like, I can see how someone would notice that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're doing a phone review, you have a 70mm lens, or you're getting macro shots of your hands while you're touching the screen and stuff like that. If your nails aren't done, someone's going to notice that your nails aren't done. Like, I'm not blind. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't necessarily have to or need to, or I really shouldn't even want to take the time to like type out a whole comment bringing attention to your nails. Like, that's not important. You know what I'm saying? That's not even necessary. Especially if the video is not about your nails. The video is about an iPhone. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, those are those little things that occur. And I think, you know, because these platforms to an extent have made us feel like, yo, like, this is my page. You don't have to come here if you don't want to. You know, you're the one that followed me and so on and so forth. It's just like, I get that. But I think, you know, if we're really taking this a step further, and that's not for everyone. Some people are like, yo, it's my page. I say what I want. I do what I want. So, you know, clearly this conversation isn't for those people. But I think if you're someone who, you know, is just trying to take a bit of a step further and, you know, possibly adding to just the calmness, you know what I'm saying, and like a peaceful environment in the world, it's like, I think to an extent, you know, we all can manage to be a little bit more responsible in regards to, you know, what we express publicly online. And I think, again, it's not one of those things that says, you know, you can't, again, like, it's not to say you can't have an opinion. I have an opinion on a lot of things, and sometimes I only express my opinion to certain people who agree that certain opinions don't have online or don't need to be shared online, because opinions change. You know what I'm saying? There's been so many times where, like I said before, I've had an opinion, I've had a conversation with my community, you know what I'm saying, whether I hit my OG or whatever, and it's just like, yo, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And like, hash it out. And it's like, oh yeah, that was a great idea. That was a bad idea. That was a good opinion. That was a bad opinion. That was a bad take. That was a good take. And it's just like, all right, cool. Like, that was cool. It is what it is. But now I don't have to go back to the world and explain to them why my opinion changed, especially seeing in this climate now where everyone just like tries to live based off of like one thing that you said 10 years ago or 5 years ago and act like you don't have the right to change an opinion or you can't change how you feel over time. It's just like, there's certain things that, you know, you don't necessarily want to even introduce to the world. It's just like, nah, I'd rather not. I'd rather just do what, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather just have certain conversations online or have certain opinions online in a safe space, that, you know, is safe. Because at the end of the day, you know, as much as people try to say, like, oh, online is not a safe space. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. I honestly don't think it ever will be. I think there's certain things that people can do to, you know, help contribute to it. Or, you know, just try to make it a little bit more of a kind place. Maybe if there's people who create these little micro communities through different other types of apps and stuff like that, where it can be, you know, a safe space where they don't allow misinformation to be shared or whatever like that. I think it can be contained a bit, but I think there's just too many people in the world with too many different opinions on too many different things for online to ever be a safe space. That's far too big of a community for it to ever be a fully safe space. You know what I'm saying? So I think with that being said, it's like you gotta manage what you're sharing online, period. You know what I'm saying? That's why me personally, like, sometimes I share, you know, negative opinions on stuff online, whether it has to do with movies or stuff like that, but I definitely steer away from like making like negative opinions on, you know, people or just like things, outfits that I don't like. It's just like, it's too second nature, you know what I'm saying, for a lot of people to just comment on other people. Like, and I think, again, like in these last few episodes, just seeing how a lot of this stuff linked with like the depression and all of this other, you know, stuff that people are going through and what's going on, is just like, these are people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, people read these comments. People see what you're saying. People have a heart. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you may be saying something that's just like a one-off joke or whatever, and it's like, if someone's really going through something, they may not find that funny. You know what I'm saying? And while there's one side of me that's like, yo, it's just a joke, I could definitely see that side of it. Because again, it's like at the end, and again, like, that's why this gets so complicated, because sometimes it can literally be something that's just like super lighthearted. You know what I'm saying? And on the wrong day, at the wrong time, it's just too heavy a comment to carry. You know what I'm saying? Even myself personally, I remember growing up certain days where it was with my sisters, you know what I'm saying? Or even with my mom, or just certain women in my life, or just certain people, that's just like, y'all may joke about certain stuff. Y'all may make certain comments. Some of them may have tough skin, but sometimes it was just one of those days where it was something they went through at home or something else that was on their mind, and what you said just triggered them. And it was like, whoa, like, why are you acting like that? Like, we play like this all the time. And it was just like, man, nah, because, you know what I'm saying? And later on, after everything gets figured out, it's like, yo, like, I was just having a moment. Like, and that's with people that you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's with people who are in your life every day. Not like some random stranger online who you have no idea what they're going through at all. You may not ever see or hear from them again. You have no inclination on what their home living is. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's way too many outside factors going on to even want to introduce that sort of thing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I think, you know, the overall point is, I think it's important to remember that it's good to have an opinion. It's good to notice things. It's good to pay attention to things and do what you will with that internally. Whether you see someone and they wear an outfit and it's like, yo, the way you pair this outfit up, that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you feel that way about the outfit, maybe it's an outfit that you wanted to wear. Maybe you get the coat and match it with a different pair of sneakers or whatever the case may be. Like, internalize it in a way that helps you improve without publicly expressing it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where, you know, things got lost in translation with opinions. It's like, have an opinion, you do not have to express it publicly. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's one of those things that's small but can go a long way in just adding that much more peace to, you know what I'm saying, the world. So on that note, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope someone found this helpful, and I will see you on the next one. Take care.